Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, a great week, certainly a great day on Wall Street. Man, you talk about animal spirits unleashed. It's pretty remarkable and certainly a very good sign for the country. But it's not a good sign for the Democratic message, because this is something that has never, ever happened before. Generally, when you're the party in power, you want people to believe things are going great. Keep us in power. We want to continue controlling the House and the Senate and the presidency and the White House. Why would anyone want to do that if you believe some of the Democratic campaign rhetoric? There's a piece in the Washington Post. We're going to be talking to the author of the piece coming up, where they talk about the apocalyptic rhetoric that Democrats are using, that democracy is hanging by a thread, it's supposed to be destroyed, the economy is ruined, everything is terrible in the United States, and who's in charge? In fact, can we just pause for a moment to consider that? We want to continue, we need you to vote for us to continue on this path we're on, which is actually the path to perdition. Now, how does this work? 1-800-955-1776, if you can help to try to figure that out. One of the things that is just remarkable and that you need to put in here for a sense of perspective is the idea that with this path to perdition, the chances of the Democrats getting increased margins to control the House of Representatives are just about nil. They might be able to hold on, but anyone think that there is a huge tidal wave coming to give more support to Joe Biden and his Democratic colleagues?
No.
Probably not. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will also be talking today about Iran establishing who is responsible for the terrible riots that are going on over there. Could it shake the regime? You would be wrong if you think that Iran is blaming its own morality police for killing a young woman because she failed to wear her hijab correctly. We will get to that. We will get to the rallies in Russia over the weekend, which were a little bit surprising for people who don't have great nostalgia for Nuremberg. And when I mean Nuremberg, I don't mean the Nuremberg trials of the war criminals. I mean the famous rallies in Nuremberg that took place in 1934-35 that were dramatized by Leni Riefenstahl in an all-time great, much-praised film, a film called Triumph of the Will, Triumph des Willen. And we will also talk about another film that is not a classic, where the claim is that the film was deep-sixed, it tanked, it bombed, it crashed, it turkeyed out. Why? Homophobia. What happened to bros? We will cover that story as well on a very busy edition of The Medved Show. First up, there is a very important message that was communicated by Red Janke, who is the president of the Connecticut-based Townsend Group International, LLC. And it should temper a lot of the enthusiasm we're seeing in Wall Street right now. With the market was up, looked a moment ago, it was 800 points, right? I mean, I'm talking about a really, really good day on Wall Street. But long term, we have a big problem. And the problem is with the increase of interest that everybody is experiencing. If anybody's been looking for a mortgage or a loan, interest rates are like double what they were. And why is that something that the ordinary guy who may not owe a lot of money and be paying a lot of interest, so why should any ordinary American be concerned about that? Because it means the national debt is killing us. Listen to this. The gross interest expense on the national debt hit $88 billion in August. By the way, that's not for the year. It's $88 billion for the month of August. According to the monthly Treasury statement, that's $1.06 trillion in national debt alone, in interest on the national debt, every year. That's $1.06 trillion a year. Interest on the national debt is exploding and heading toward what economists refer to as a doom loop. I know, you don't want to hear this on a day when the market is finally up. But a doom loop doesn't sound good. It isn't good. It's a nightmare. What is a doom loop? It's the vicious cycle in which the government's borrowing to pay interest generates yet more interest and yet more borrowing. The August numbers barely reflect the impact of the Fed's interest rate hikes between March and July, much less last Wednesday's increase. And the additional 1.25% by year's end implied by the Fed's new guidance. It's highly likely the gross interest expense will rise well above $1 trillion a year and surpass Social Security as the largest item in the national budget. Okay. Think about Social Security for a minute. We've all paid into Social Security. I'm very much aware of how much you pay every month. It's a great deal of money. It averages both your employer pays in, which is money he otherwise could pay to you, and what you pay in, and you're talking about 15%. It's real money that you've paid in your whole life to Social Security. Is it appropriate to get some of it back? Right. But the idea that we're going to have interest in the national debt that is more than Social Security, the Fed's more hawkish guidance, says Red Yonke, calls for higher rates for longer, even if it brings on recession. The central bank is also shrinking its holdings of treasuries under its quantitative tightening policy, requiring the Treasury Department to find alternative buyers. Weak demand will likely push rates still higher, if not destabilize the Treasury market to some degree. So, Treasury debt has reached record levels, and higher federal interest expense is already baked in. That will constrain Washington's capacity to deliver fiscal stimulus to a struggling economy during the next recession, which could be any time. Constrained or not, the government will doubtless attempt to do so. That means issuing more debt, since the federal budget is in perpetual deficit. That is exactly what has happened in the past 2.5 years. Uncle Sam issued $7 trillion of new debt during the COVID pandemic, which took publicly held national debt to its present $24 trillion, up from $17 trillion in February of 2020. Okay, this is all extraordinary, and it's extraordinarily worrying because nobody seems to have any sense of what you do about it. Not only are rising interest rates driving up federal interest expense dramatically, inflation is propelling growth in government spending. Social Security benefits are adjusted based on the average of the Consumer Price Index reports for July, August, and September each year. We have reports for 2 months and don't need the third to know that benefits will increase next year to roughly $1.3 trillion from $1.2 trillion, or more than 8%. Now, what all of this means is you get buried further and further in debt, and the interest rates go up and go up. This is not quite an apocalypse, but it is very worrying economic news. And very worrying that Joe Biden and the Democrats, with all of their talk of gloom and doom, aren't making any serious attempt to deal with the problem of interest on the national debt and the dramatic and potentially catastrophic continued increase in the national debt. So how do Democrats argue? A vote for us and we'll continue more of the same. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Listening to The Michael MedVet Show.
And on The Michael MedVet Show, talking about this important piece by Red Yonke, and the headline is The Silent Price You Will Pay for Our Mounting National Debt. Now, what's the price? So what? The government owes some money. the government has to pay interest on the money. And the interest is a lot higher right now. He concludes his column by saying, naturally, if we do slip or plummet into a serious recession, federal income tax revenue will erode. If people are making less money, which is what a recession means, then the government ends up getting less money, and the debt, the deficit, become worse. Even before recession, the past 9 months of declining stock and bond prices virtually assure an almost complete collapse in capital gains tax revenue come tax time next April. Loss of that category alone, which averages about 12% of federal individual income tax revenue, will necessitate hundreds of billions of dollars in more borrowing to replace the lost revenue. Inflation and interest rates are inflicting painful damage today, Red Yonke writes, and he's right. Yet, seemingly without notice, the national debt is working like a cancer, sapping the nation's long-term economic vitality. Whether we reach the doom loop or just become mired in stagflation, unchecked government spending and mounting national debt will drain all growth potential from the national economy sooner rather than later. Okay, all of this requires some attention, doesn't it? And it's part of the reason that I feel so frustrated at the continued obsession by so many of my fellow Republicans with the issue of the stolen election. And there's a new poll and the covered in the Seattle Times. And it's one of those polls where if it is true, it is absolutely horrifying. And it's truly scary. I tend to take polls seriously because nobody sets out to create a false poll. It makes you look bad. It's bad for the business you're in, which is having people pay attention to what you're doing. But this new poll says that 30% of self-identified Republicans believe that the election was completely stolen, that Trump won the election. That's nearly a third of all Republicans. Another 39% of Republicans believe that Trump may have won the election and that there were real problems with the election count. The question I have about all of this, and we just here in the state of Washington over the weekend, there was a big event in Yakima where they had over 1,000 people who paid $15 each to come in and hear people talk about the stolen election. And a lot of these claims had to do with the stolen election supposedly that took place in Washington in 2020. Now, in Washington in 2020, the candidate for governor, Lauren Culp, he actually lost by almost 600,000 votes. I mean, we are not talking about a close election, about 300 and some odd votes, which was the margin in 2004, where the Republican lost for governor, Dino Rossi lost to Christine Gregoire. We're talking about almost 600,000 votes. And yet people are so concerned and so wrapped up in the election fraud narrative that they can't think about anything else. And they can't think about how that's going to damage Republicans in this state. Now, right now, there's some debate about whether Tiffany Smiley, who is our nominee for Senate and is a good, solid, credible, positive Republican candidate who should have a chance to win. And there are some polls that say she could very well win, that she's running very close within 2 points of the incumbent Senator Patty Murray. There are other polls, the Real Clear Politics average shows her that she's down about 8 points. But either way, she has no chance to win if you have all these creeps and crazies out there saying, oh, the election is all rigged. You can't take the election seriously. The election is all a fraud. How does that help the Republican cause? My question to these folks, the article from the Seattle Times, it says that Dateline Vancouver, Clark County, Washington, and for people who don't know the area, that Vancouver is not like the Vancouver in Canada. This is actually a suburb of Portland, Oregon, but it's over the river so that people who live in Vancouver vote here in Washington. And it says on a Thursday night in early September, 500 people paid $15 to hear an ex-Army captain and a high school math teacher regale them with tales of secret algorithms and suspicious voting trends. Clicking through slides on an overhead screen, Seth Keschel, the ex-military officer from Texas, and Douglas Frank, the bow-tie-sporting Ohio teacher who advocates Nuremberg trials. That means execution, by the way. The Nuremberg criminals got hanged, just like in the biblical book of Esther. They hanged the sons of Haman. Never mind. Okay, Douglas Frank, the bow-tie-sporting Ohio teacher who advocates Nuremberg trials for election officials, spread the lie that Donald Trump, not Joe Biden, was the legitimate landslide winner of the 2020 presidential election, mixing dead voter jokes, Bible verses, and founding fathers' quotes with a ballot data. Keschel and Frank portrayed a 2020 election corrupted by a vast and secret conspiracy that is simultaneously readily exposable by looking at public election results. The duo found a receptive audience in Southwest Washington where the crowd applauded their calls to abolish all vote-counting machines and mail ballots. The well-attended weeknight event underscores how the election denial movement, encouraged by President Trump after his loss, has increasingly permeated mainstream Republican thought, echoed in Washington State by leaders of some county GOP organizations and candidates for Congress. I am sure that there are some people who are listening to us right now who actually take this seriously. A little bit later in the show, give us a call. Because, see, what I don't get from all of these people, aside from paying them money to go and scare you and give you these allegations of election fraud and a stolen election, okay, you can make money for these folks who are out to get that money, but what are we supposed to do about it as a country? Really? What? What exactly? To put the people on trial for treason? We will be right back with more apocalyptic messages, this time from Democrats, coming up on The Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth. The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Two people inside the home were not injured. The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path. And so we pre-positioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
A fishing tournament on Lake Erie resulted in the champions getting caught for cheating by stuffing weights and debris into their fish. This all happened at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail in Ohio. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome the author of a very thought-provoking and I think very significant piece that appeared in the Washington Post. The title of the piece was Apocalypse Now. Democrats Embrace a Dark Midterm Message. The piece is by a reporter who joined the Washington Post back in 2019. Her name is Yasmin Abu Taleb. And Yasmin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I think your piece is very important. What is the apocalyptic, negative, end of the world? America is in deep, deep trouble. We're on the verge of collapse. Democracy is hanging by a thread. What is the essence of this message that a lot of Democratic candidates for the House and the Senate and even governorships are trying to convey?
So I think you summed some of it up. A big part of it is that if Democrats are saying if Republicans are elected into power, if they take control of the House, the Senate, governorships, you know, all these races up and down the ballot, that democracy will be on the brink of collapse, that Republicans pose an extreme threat to democracy, that it's on the verge of crippling. And the other piece of this, of course, is the Dobbs decision, the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. So they're also saying that Republicans elected to office represent a threat to fundamental freedoms, including abortion rights, same-sex marriage, that abortion is basically the tip of the iceberg. But they have, of course, found abortion to be a very animating issue for their voter base and for some independents. So they've really leaned into these messages.
Okay. One of the things you point out in your piece, and it's what struck me initially from the first paragraph, is how unusual this is. Because usually, if you're the party in power, you basically are trying to sell people together with the traditional Democratic theme song, which is Happy Days Are Here Again. How is it supposed to work if you control the House and the Senate and the White House, and your underlying campaign message is America's in deep trouble and we're getting in deeper and deeper and it's more and more dangerous?
You're absolutely right. This has shaped up into a very unusual midterm election for a number of reasons. I think one thing that's important to remember is that for more than a year, Democrats were very worried that they were going to go into the midterms with basically nothing to show for having unified control of government, because for a long time it seemed their big economic agenda was not going to pass. And then, of course, they did pass, you know, what they ended up renaming the Inflation Reduction Act. So they do have legislative accomplishments to run on, and they do talk about them. But I think they see this sort of apocalyptic message of democracy is in danger, abortion rights are in danger, fundamental freedoms are on the ballot as more of a motivating issue for their voters. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. And earlier in the year, before the Supreme Court decision, you saw Republicans outperforming in special elections and Democrats not doing so well. So it looked a little bit more like a traditional midterm election then, where the party in power was poised to lose a lot of seats, where people were very unhappy and wanted something different. And then, of course, with the Supreme Court decision, with former President Trump's reemergence in the news for a number of reasons, with the January 6th hearings, with the FBI search of his home for classified documents, Democrats now are trying to make this election a referendum on Donald Trump and Republicans, even though they are not the ones in power right now, rather than a referendum on Joe Biden and their time leading and in power for the last 2 years.
Well, and I think you're entirely correct on that, Yasmin. But here's the one question. How is it that any Republican thinks, oh, gosh, the Democrats want to forget about Joe Biden and they want to talk all about Donald Trump? And that's what Democrats want to do. Yeah, let's do exactly what Democrats want to do and talk all about Donald Trump and the stolen election. Does that seem like a brilliant policy?
Absolutely not. And that is not what a lot of Republicans are doing. You do, of course, have and Republican strategists will concede to this, and even some Republican candidates. There is a slate of some weak Republican candidates, particularly in the Senate, who maybe were too close to Donald Trump, or Donald Trump endorsed them, but they're too extreme for a mainstream election. Of course, there's still 5 weeks till Election Day. A lot could change, and some of these candidates might still end up winning. But you do see Republicans still running and making this a referendum on Joe Biden. And he does have a number of weaknesses that Republicans are really enforcing, and that polls show they hold a sizable advantage on. Inflation is still very high. Republicans are hammering that and talking about the cost of groceries and the cost of living and how much more difficult things have become under Joe Biden. Of course, crime is a difficult area for Democrats, and Republicans have been talking a lot about that. A lot of their ads are about crime because, of course, crime has gone up so much in the last couple of years, and they try to paint Democrats as soft on crime. So Republicans are still going after the kind of traditional issues and the issues polls show they still hold a sizable advantage on. Most of them, or I shouldn't say most, but many of them are not trying to talk about Donald Trump. They are not trying to litigate the 2020 election. And in fact, some of them who maybe embraced this, that the 2020 election was stolen fallacy to win a primary have moved away from it or taken it off their websites for the general election.
Right, which is obviously the sensible thing to do. In terms of, because you, as your job, you talk to people on both sides who obviously have a lot invested in this midterm election. What is the general consensus that you're hearing? I mean, because it seems that the polls would indicate would be very narrow victories in the House for the Republicans taking over the House. And in the Senate, perhaps for the Democrats gaining one or two seats. What is your sense?
I think you're absolutely right. The consensus is still that, you know, Democrats have narrowed the field in the House. At one point, there was talk of a red wave. That seems fairly unlikely to happen. But Republicans are still heavily favored to win the House. And there's a number of reasons for that. Some of that is the new map, but they picked up some seats from that alone. It's just that they may now hold the House by a much smaller margin than initially thought a few months ago. I think the Senate remains very much up for grabs. I think both Republicans and Democrats see a passive majority in the Senate. And you have, you know, the Democrats hold such a narrow majority right now. It's 50-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie. So each side only has to pick up one or two seats to win control. And you have a number of very, very tightly contested races to watch. You have the Georgia Senate race, the Nevada Senate race, Pennsylvania. So you have a number of races that really at this point I think could swing either way.
And who's the going to be usually in these midterm elections, one or two people emerge as rising stars. Who's a rising Democratic star? Who's a rising Republican star?
It's a great question. I think Republicans, maybe this is a bit obvious, but of course the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, I don't know that you can call him a rising star at this point because it's been for quite some time. And then I think it will really depend on who comes out on top and some of these races. I think on the Democratic side, if Raphael Warnock manages to eke out a win in Georgia for a second time, he would be viewed as a rising star. I think Gretchen Whitmer could also be another one, even though she's running for a governor race right now. But I think those are a couple of people to watch very closely.
I think those are reasonable choices. And we here in the state of Washington, where we're based, we're looking to a rising star named Tiffany Smiley, who may ease the path to retirement for Senator Patty Murray after her five terms, count them, probably longer than you've been alive, Yasmeen. For Patty Murray. Her piece, Apocalypse Now, Democrats Embrace a Dark Midterm Message, appeared in the Washington Post. It is also linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, people sometimes get very uncomfortable with what they see or hear at some of Trump's rallies, particularly recently. What about the Putin rally over the weekend? We'll play you some amazing highlights, and you don't even have to understand the Russian. We'll be right back on the Medved Show. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, things are not going well for a country that doesn't deserve to have anything go well. I'm talking about the country of Russia. I mean, an amazing scene in Moscow over the weekend with big rallies for Putin to celebrate the official annexation of 4 chunks of Ukraine, which, by the way, some of those territories that they allegedly have annexed are not even controlled by Russian troops at all. And in fact, they are retreating from those areas at the same time that they have the rally calling for their occupation. There was a speech. And I'm not even sure about the personality of the individual who gave the speech at Putin's rally, but he used repeatedly a Russian word, which I don't know. I don't know Russian. My name is Russian. Medved means bear in Russian, and so I wear that with a certain amount of pride. And there actually was a Russian dark beer called Cherny Medved, which means a dark bear, black bear. In any event, we still have a bottle waiting to break out, and we'll actually break out our one bottle of Russian black bear beer to celebrate Ukraine's, God willing, inevitable victory. But here's the thing that struck me. First of all, when you listen to this, this doesn't sound like any American political rally. It sounds like the Nazis. And it really does. And they're shouting this one word called Goida. And Goida, 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 Goida. And you can't find an easy translation for it. Some people translate it hurrah. Some people translate it huzzah. And some people translate it long live the Tsar Ivan forever. Okay, so long live the Tsar Vladimir forever. But part of the inspiring rhetoric that you could hear was about how evil the West was, how the West is doomed, Russia will live forever, and people will be chanting Goida, Goida, Goida forever. It sounded like this.
Pra- правильно это назвать священная война. Священная война. Существует такое древнерусское междометие, гойда, означающее призыв к немедленному действию. Как же нам не хватает сейчас таких боевых кличей? Гойда, братья и сестры, гойда! Бойся, старый мир, лишенный истинной красоты, истинной веры, истинной мудрости, управляемой безумцами, извращенцами, сатанистами! Бойся! Мы идем! Гойда! Гойда!
Okay, we were looking for some context for this. Apparently it was a term that was originated with Tsar Ivan the Terrible and Ivan Grozny. And Grozny means kind of gross, horrible, awesome, bad. There's a book called The Story of Moscow, and on page 61, they describe a scene. Goida, goida, long live the Tsar Ivan forever. Goida, goida, goida. And so shouting, they went round the marketplace that Tsar Ivan might examine the mutilated remains, the piled-up corpses, the actual evidences of his slaughter. So this is... This is not a positive sign when they're chanting this way in Russia. And what's extraordinary to me is I was talking to somebody today who's, without mentioning any names, who is based in Israel. And Israeli intelligence and national security apparatus is very concerned about the threat of using nuclear weapons. And the fact is that everyone in America should think about this. If you're praying at all this week, and particularly if you happen to be Jewish and you're observing and Yom Kippur, praying against the nuclear weapons. By the way, Hitler, in terms of the speech that you are hearing here in a different language is the same kind of sentiments that you just heard.
Dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe im Dienste meines Volkes, gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab. Wenn ja, dann tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
Where we're living in a dangerous moment. The former CIA chief David Petraeus and one of the more brilliant American generals of recent times had a message to Russian President Putin. Listen, clip 9.
How big was Putin's move here? I mean, on one hand, he's announcing this annexation, but he's doing it literally as Russian forces were retreating.
It is significant, but it's also desperate. He is losing. And the battlefield reality he faces is, I think, irreversible. In other words, over the last 7 months, President Zelensky and Ukraine have mobilized vastly better than has Russia. In other words, Ukraine has recruited, trained, equipped, organized, and employed forces incomparably better than Russia has. And the reality facing Russia now is that Ukraine, a country a third the size of Russia, has a bigger, much more effective army on the ground and other assets as well. All of this, of course, supported by the arsenal of democracy, the United States now up to $17 billion, over another billion announced this week, in military arms, ammunition, and materiel. And also supported by the other NATO countries and other Western countries around the world. So he faces a situation that I think, again, is irreversible.
Let us hope that General Petraeus is completely correct. Jen Stoltenberg, the leader of NATO, had this to say about right now the ongoing Ukrainian counteroffensive. Listen. Clip 2.
this weekend again, we have seen that they have been able to take a new town, Lenin, and that demonstrates that the Ukrainians are making progress, are able to push back the Russian forces because of their courage, because of their bravery, their skills, but of course also because of the advanced weapons that the United States and other allies are providing, and this is making a difference on the battlefield every day. And we have so clearly conveyed to President Putin that any use of nuclear weapons will have severe consequences for Russia. It will of course totally change the nature of the conflict. We have also made it clear that a nuclear war can not be won and must never be fought. And this is a message that NATO and its allies convey clearly to Russia.
It's extraordinarily important that that message be conveyed to Russia. General Petraeus said this about Putin's strategy, clip 8.
When Putin announced this annexation on Friday, his speech, what stood out to me is that he was talking about not so much NATO, but about a larger war he was describing with Russia versus the West.
Well, he's trying to cast this in any way that he can, in a way to appear threatening, to be threatening, to try to get Europe to crack. He thinks he can outsuffer Europe, if you will. You know, the Russians have outsuffered Napoleon and the Nazis and so forth, but I don't think he's going to outsuffer Europe. Europe's going to have a tough winter. There's going to be a very reduced flow of natural gas, but they'll get through it, and I don't think they'll crack on the issue of support for Ukraine.
And is there significant opposition in Russia? When we see the protests, we see what's happening at some of these mobilization offices. I mean, does Putin have to worry about opposition in Russia?
He does. This is why he didn't declare even the partial mobilization until just now. He was hesitant. And, of course, now it's too late because he can't generate enough capable replacements and forces and units to plug the gaps.
Okay, again, let us hope that that is absolutely accurate. Coming up, we will cover some of the legal issues in the United States, the legality of Biden's very ill-considered and destructive student loan forgiveness deal. Is it legal, constitutional? We've been talking to Andy McCarthy. And also today, the beginning of a trial for the Oath Keepers for seditious conspiracy. Chances of a guilty verdict? And what does that mean for this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it gonna get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.